on my knees.
Okay. It says she knelt or she kneeled down?
Kneeled down.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the sofa and
sit down.
Lie down.
If you stretch out completely, say, I think I'll go.
Lie down.
He'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, he can't even sit up. He said, all morning he
just lay in the bed.
Just roll and tumble or something.
And he'd say, if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you, what the floor? You bring your foot down heavy. Like that, you say you
stomped it.
And if you had if you needed to go to the doctor, say, in or somewhere, to the grocery store or something, and you didn't have a card, you had a friend that did have a card, your friend might say, well, I'll be glad
to carry you.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and what it to you.
Something come toward you.
Yeah, you'd get hold of it and you'd, like say that table, you'd take hold of the leg of it and you'd
just hold it.
You wouldn't just hold it, you'd pull it to you.
I hold it.
Okay, and to get something to move away from you, you'd
push it away.
And to get it towards you, you'd
pull it to me.
And that's cool. If you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
in my arms.
And did what?
Walk on with it.
Okay. What would you say you were doing to it? You were
carrying it.
Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Packing it.
What's the difference?
There ain't no difference, because you're grabbing your arms, you're packing it, you're carrying it, either way.
Do you have to have it in your arms if you pack it? Can it have a handle and you just
pick
it?
Yeah, I'm just holding your hand.
Is that packing it?
It's still packing it, though.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't get close to it.
Okay, don't
touch it.
Huh?
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go what me the hammer.
Go find me the hammer.
And you draw a, say if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more
chance.
Okay. And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
You'd say someone has a good sense of
has good senses.
Well, say someone always sees the funny side in things and always catches on to a joke. And just, you'd say the person has a good sense of
good senses,
good okay. Sense of what, man?
And if someone's in a very good mood, another way of saying that, you say he's in a very good
mood.
What else can you say besides mood?
Very good character.
Okay. Do you ever say humor or humor?
Very good humor, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, very good humor.
How would you use that word?
I said, oh, she has very good humor.
Okay. We were planning to meet somewhere. I'd say, well, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And if you were about to, let's say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
got it.
Okay. And a game that children play where one child will be it and the other children will hide. You call that game?
Hide and seek.
What do you call the tree or whatever in hide and seek?